The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Sometimes I'm a little embarrassed about my home state. California. Yeah, my listeners here in Ohio, most of them know I'm from California, but I wouldn't expect you listeners in Washington, D.C. to know much about me, but I am from California. Now, I've been gone a long, long, long time. I have lived outside of California much, much longer than I lived inside of California. But, hey, you always have this love for your home, and California's home. And I grieve over what has happened to my state. I grew up in a wonderful time in California. 50s, the 60s, the early 70s. You know, I mean, there was this mass exodus of people from Missouri and Oklahoma and Arkansas in the 40s going out to California. There was just a steady stream of people coming across the Mojave Desert into California. Yeah, we had an earthquake every once in a while, but the weather was incredible. The economy was booming. There were jobs everywhere. The state was growing. It was a great, great, great place to grow up. It was. And then the people of California were dumb enough to begin electing Democrats to leadership. I mean, you think of what California has to offer. The weather is spectacular. I mean, it really is. The weather in California is much better than Florida or anywhere else in the United States, and it's so diverse. You got Southern California, where I was raised, you know, the Los Angeles area, and then you got San Diego, which is just spectacular, and then you got San Francisco that used to be so beautiful, and then you go up into Northern California, and it's like another state. It's almost like a different world up in Northern California compared to Southern California. The topography, the weather, the scenery, and so forth. And then you've got the forest. You've got Sequoia National Forest and Yosemite. And then you got the mountains, the Sierra Nevada mountains. You got the ocean. It's incredible. You know, the old thing, you could snow ski in the morning and water ski in the afternoon. And you could. I grew up in the Los Angeles area, but about 2 hours, you could be in the snow in the middle of the winter. Well, anyway. And then the people of California started electing Democrats. Jerry Brown kind of started the whole leftward slant, and it started going downhill. After that, rules, regulations, taxes, housing started to go up in price, taxes went through the roof. And now today, California is one of the few states in America that is losing residents. The population of California is declining. San Francisco is absolutely pathetic. Used to be one of the most beautiful cities in America. Crime, homelessness, drug addiction, trash, filth. It's a San Francisco is one giant sewer now. It is, and it's tragic. And so people are leaving by the thousands. It's very possible that California will lose representation in the House of Representatives. How unusual is that? Okay. So everybody knows you can't afford a house. You can't afford a house in California. In San Francisco, the average home is over $1 million. And we're talking one bedroom, one bath. It's nuts. It's insane. Highest gas prices in America, California. Highest corporate taxes in America, California. Highest property taxes in America, California. Highest income taxes in America, California. And so if you go to California and you talk to the people, it's terrible. It's awful. Taxes are so high, I can't afford gas. I can't afford to buy a house. We got to rent. It's just terrible. Crime is going through the roof. We got a homelessness is rampant in Los Angeles and Sacramento and San Francisco. Just if you talk to people who live in California, it's terrible. It's just, I remember the good old, you know, okay. So they had an opportunity to get rid of one of the worst governors in California history, Gavin Newsom. He has been a total failure. He has. In any measurable way, California is worse now than when he became governor, and he hasn't been governor that long. So a recall petition was passed. Didn't have a chance. Didn't have a chance. Oh, yeah, it passed. The recall was put on the ballot. And the recall election was yesterday. The people of California had an opportunity to turn a corner, turn back the death, destruction, high taxes of the liberal left that has had a chokehold on California now for many, many years. They had a chance. So what did they do? They voted to keep the same, the status quo. They voted to keep the status quo. I mean, it is, it's beyond understanding. Larry Elder, my Salem colleague, one of our syndicated talk show hosts, I have been saying former syndicated talk show host, he is now, he'll be back, I'm sure, very soon on the air. Larry Elder, a black conservative who is brilliant, was called a white supremacist. Now think about that. A black man was called a white supremacist. The only place that that could stick is the lunacy of California. And so everybody knows we got problems, big problems. The problems are getting worse. We may have to move out of California. I wish I could remember the exact percentage, but a poll was taken in San Francisco recently, and this is off the top of my head, and I could be wrong, but if I remember, it was like 70% of the people in San Francisco said, you know what, we may move. We can't take it here anymore. I think it was like 70% of the people who live in San Francisco said, you know, we are seriously thinking about getting out of this place. And they had a chance. and they voted for the status quo. It is really hard to understand that. And then the crazy thing. Like I said, thousands and thousands of people are leaving California. Now they're going all over the United States, but what one state are more people from California going to than any other state? Texas. And so when they get to Texas, who do they vote for? Democrats. Say what? Excuse me? You left California because of what the liberals did, and you moved to Texas because you like Texas, which is conservative, and you vote for a bunch of liberals who... What? It's an insane thing. Missing the obvious. So California is stuck with their governor.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Folks, I'm not a doom and gloomer. I am the eternal optimist. I almost always see the glass half full, not half empty. I am not a pessimist. But I really believe that things are not going to be getting better in America, at least not for a time. We have a government right now that is rejecting the principles upon which this country was founded. We can have a lively debate about whether America was ever truly a Christian nation or not. I think there's a lot of evidence that would say, yes, we were founded as a Christian nation. I think you could find evidence that would say, well, not exactly a Christian nation, but here is one thing that is absolutely certain. All of our founding fathers, without exception, understood that sovereign God is the creator and sustainer of the universe, that we are in subjection to him and to his law and to his power, and any rights that we have are given to us by him, not government. All of our founding fathers believe that. Not all were born again evangelical Christians. There's no doubt about that. Some, a handful, were deists. But even a deist believed that God was the divine sovereign creator. And he was divine and he was sovereign. And again, our founding documents indicate that all of our founding fathers believed that our rights come from God and not man. Our nation was never intended to operate in a purely secular manner. If you have any doubts about that, read George Washington's farewell address. It's lengthy, I'll warn you. George Washington could go on and on and on. But read his farewell address as he was leaving the presidency and he was speaking to the American people about the future of the republic that they had established. And one thing George Washington made absolutely clear, the constitutional republic that was given to us is absolutely dependent upon a religious people with morality based on biblical truth. There's no doubt about that. Well, we currently have a government, and I'm talking to the whole government, The White House, Senate, House of Representatives, controlled by people who do not believe that any longer. They don't. And because of that, I think things are going to get worse. They almost have to. But here's what I want to leave you with. Do not lose hope. Because our ultimate hope has never been in government. Our ultimate hope is in God. Now, I hope you're involved in the political process. I hope you study the candidates and you're active in elections and campaigning and you determine who the best candidates are. And I hope that many of you will run for office. You should. But make sure, folks, your priorities are correct. Make sure that you understand the real future of America is not dependent upon Washington, D.C., but the pulpits and the pews of America. If you want to see real change in America, don't expect it to happen in the next election. Expect it to happen when revival breaks out in your local church. If you really want to see America change, share the gospel with some people. Get involved in your local church. Get involved in evangelism, discipleship, missions. Make sure that your priorities are first and foremost to the kingdom of God. Scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Many, many Christians have put far, far, far too much hope in the next election. I don't think we should ignore it or underestimate the power of elections and government and so forth. But what I'm saying is priority. The next election will bring about changes, positive or negative. This last election certainly is bringing about negative consequences on America. But the real answer is a spiritual revival. And that's what we should be praying for, seeking God's face for, and working for in your local Bible-believing church. And if you don't have one, find one. And then get involved. It has been an honor to be your host today. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a great, great evening. But folks, wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.